Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The LA band Silver Sun Pickups has just released its new album, Better Nature. It's their first record since 2012's Neck of the Woods, although they did release a singles collection early last year because, well, they're one of the few rock bands these days who could. Anyway, the band is back. They've got a new crop of songs, including at least one more obvious single, and that song is the one that founding members Brian Aubert and Nicky Monninger are going to play first for us in an unplugged version. It's called Nightlight. Silver Sun Pickups, live on Soundcheck.
Ready?
Thank you.
Yeah! We'll
Silver Sun Pickups. Specifically, Brian Aubert singing and playing guitar, Nicky Monninger on bass and vocals as well. And the song is Nightlight. Guys, welcome back.
Thanks.
Actually,
good to see you.
Nicky, to you, it's welcome for the first time, because last time the band was here, you were on maternity leave.
What are you doing?
I was on maternity leave. I was on maternity leave.
How come I don't get maternity leave?
So people who perhaps were listening with headphones and listening carefully when I introduced you guys would have heard you, Brian, in the background laughing when I said that thing about the singles collection.
That's, first of all, that was very nice of you. We feel still embarrassed a little bit by that one.
Well, but it's true that, you know, there are not a lot of bands out there, not a lot of rock bands that could do a singles collection.
You should have heard all the names we were choosing because, honestly, we knew that we were with Dangerbird for a while and...
Dangerbird Records,
I'm sorry. And we knew we were, you know, our relationship was coming to an end and, you know, things change and, you're ready to do other things. And they really wanted that, you know, us to put out this greatest hits, and we just were so sad because we thought it was just so silly and strange. But then, you know, we thought about it because it was something they really wanted to do and they really wanted to honor our relationship with them. And I thought, well, then who are we to... You know, fight that. That's nice. So, and we recorded a song, Cannibal, which I'm really glad we did.
The king bowed to our feet.
But, boy, we had so many names for it. They kept saying greatest hits. I'm like, first of all, we're going to call it 10 songs you have plus one you don't.
Truth in advertising, absolutely.
No, they were cool. And what they let us do, which we were really happy about, what made it special for us was they let us put it out in this 7-inch box set, which was really the physical thing for it. So,
but you know, you did have singles. You
had accidentally,
Lazy Eye and Panic Switch and Bloody Mary.
Don't know how that happened.
So maybe then that answers what was going to be my follow up question, which is how or when do you know you've written a single?
We don't. We know when the our management goes, that should be the single.
If we're gonna
go, okay.
Yeah.
We don't really think about it like that. I mean, I guess there's some... All right.
I mean, you must have known at some point that Nightlight had something. And there's a big kind of hook there in the chorus.
It's actually scary for us. I guess the further... Every record we make, it seems to... You try to get closer and closer to, like, absolutely turning off anything critical in your head. Mm. The next record, you think, okay, I'm just going to try and shut my brain down and not be so... You know, like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, that sounds like that, you know?
Can you do that? Isn't
We're getting closer and closer to it. Like, this record was the most, you know, like, I didn't hear it as much. I feel like we've been doing it for a while, and there's just places you want to go. And the thing about working with a producer, what I like about it, is that you set the, especially Jackknife,
Jackknife Lee, right?
Our second record with him, so our shorthand is pretty insane. You lay these things down, and you express where you want to go. And what can happen when you record them, you can chicken out. You can go, this has a big chorus. Ooh. Or, you know, ooh, I don't want to do that. Or the song's like, this next one we're going to play called Circadian Rhythm, it's so small and I don't know. And he really is there to slap you kind of and go, this is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it. Don't chicken out now, because I think a piece of you will start putting your own rules down as what you think your band is. Like, oh, we can't do this. This is too crazy. Let's just get loud and I'll scream and do this and we'll make this 20 minutes long.
Well, I mean, this is a guy who's worked with bands as big as U2.
Well, he just knows for us. I mean, he pulls his hair out with us all the time, which I love, because he's just like, I don't understand you guys. It's so wonderful. And we're like, we don't understand you either. Let's do this together.
Speaking with Brian Aubert and Nicki Monninger from Silver Sun Pickups, the new album is called Better Nature. Nightlight is the single.
Yeah.
There's a kind of epic, very cinematic video that you can find.
I know.
You can find on our website at soundcheck.org. Am I getting this right? There is a Silver Sun Pickups Nightlight?
Yeah, I have it.
It just strikes me that a nightlight is a really curiously appropriate piece of merch for a band like yours, which has plumbed darkness so often, you know?
When you see yourself in a crowded room, do you think I'd say, shine heads no wish? Will you step in line or release that glitch? Can you fall asleep with a panic switch?
Yeah.
I mean, from Panic Switch to, you know, to Bloody Mary. Even the cover of the Neck of the Woods album, that kind of eerie lighting, dark.
I think we're always just trying to have fun with the, like, when things are a little brutal, you should dance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be too gloomy, or too sunny. There's something in the middle there.
Well, you got to follow your circadian rhythms of light and
look
dark.
Look at this guy.
I know how to do a segue.
I feel violated. I feel like I was naturally going to play that song, but now I have to? That was really slick.
And you owe us a nickel for our copyright.
This is called Latchkey Kids.
I have to tune.
You ready?
No.
You didn't tune, did you?
Nicki needs to tune.
Well, I didn't want to tune over you guys talking.
I will just say, Nicki is playing an acoustic bass guitar, an instrument that we simply do not hear enough of.
I love it.
Absolutely.
When we first started doing these things, we felt like Violent Femmes at first. We were so high. It's like, Nicki, I'm going.
And actually, having said we don't hear that instrument enough, Violent Femmes were just here.
Were they?
A month ago.
I would be totally nervous to play like this in front of them. Okay, Nightlight.
Again?
Remember the segue.
Okay, Nightlight.
Nightlight and D sharp.
Last dance, parenthetical. Snapchat.
Another night alone, a temporary dream. Came in through your window, sleepwalking. Standing arm and arm, just so out of reach. Well, there's nowhere left to go, so stay with me. Stay with me. Footsteps on the floor, your body's just a haze. Stay away.
Nice. Circadian Rhythms is the name of the song. That's it's off the new album, Better Nature, by Silver Sun Pickups. And you just heard Brian Aubert and Nicky Moninger from the band doing a live unplugged version here in the studio. I'm glad you guys picked that song because I know the band enough now to know that when I hear what sounds like a woman's voice, it's almost certainly yours, Brian.
Yeah, that's true. And I hope still, I don't ever lose that. I get nervous that I'm losing that touch.
Still. By the time I got to Circadian Rhythm, I think I was like two-thirds of the way through the song before I realized, oh, he did it again! I could have sworn that was Nicky singing.
It is Nicky, yeah. Again, talking about that immovable thing. I wish we planned this. It got into this androgynous world that I love, but we didn't do it on purpose, you know? And so when that first started happening, that people thought I was a girl, I just thought, I can't believe how lucky I am. I just love that people... Some people early on when Nicky walked out said, there she is. And then I came out with my typical look, which is called get up and go, you know? You look in the mirror and go, oops. I'm like, well, today's that day. Holes in my sweater and I start singing and some guy just goes, what the? And I just think that guy deserves it, you know?
Yeah,
his life is forever changed or he hates me and I'm happy either way.
Well,
I love it.
Yeah.
I get sad that
you haven't lost it. But
with this song in particular, I think, and this is one of those songs, this was really started off in such a dinky little 60s kind of sound. It was like this small little song, and I wanted Nicky to sing it. And then by the time we got around to recording it, it became a duet.
Mm.
And I did know that people wouldn't know. And I thought, that's great. I was like, well, I don't want you to know.
Right. So, and when you hear Nicky's voice, you're suddenly like, oh, wait a minute. That means that was Brian.
Yeah,
damn it.
That's
he did
exactly
it to me again.
Right, my friend.
All right.
I feel good.
Good.
Mission accomplished. Let's get out of here, Nick.
Right.
So, of course, when you do get out on the road, it's an opportunity to not only do the new songs, but to revisit some old favorites.
Yes.
And not that this next song is that old, but it's
good to put them back in. You can tell at the end of a tour that you're moving on a little bit. So it's a good time to stop. And then you put all that into your next record, and then when you get to go play shows, you put those older songs exactly where they were supposed to be. You don't need to stretch them anymore. So if you want to hear us play Better Nature songs correctly, wait till our next record. We're going to move on.
But in the meantime, the pitch sounds awesome.
Oh, let's hear it. Are you sure?
By the way, that was a great segue.
Another segue, this guy. We have a whole other set list here, and...
Bring them on. I can segue into anything. All right, here's the pit.
Let's give it a shot.
In a fatal wanderlust, I see you in a black hole reaching out for something just. Silhouettes of neighbors dancing in disgust. I'm sure you recognize my noise and you've heard about the pit. Been told and be afraid of everything that lives within. It's much worse where you are, so will you go for it? I had this feeling you feeling you might, somebody somewhere clean out your wound. Dirty fingers will bury the light. Somebody somewhere clean out your wound. Bottom out, the residents don't even notice our sudden shouts. eyes adjust, can you see what's in view? Discolored and distempered smiles that seem new. Do you realize they were all once like you? I had this feeling you might, feeling you might.
That's the song called The Pit. Yeah, where was the scrape on the strings at the end?
Oh, yeah, I messed that up.
The Pit.
Well, let's do it again.
It was the scrape.
Now, that's not from the new record. That's off of originally from Neck of the Woods by Silver Sun Pickups, Brian O'Bear and Nicky Moninger, the founding members of Silver Sun Pickups. We've got, I don't know if you've heard, there's a presidential election looming next year. And of course, you guys got caught up in that cycle last time.
We did.
Panic Switch being...
Oh, I forgot about that.
You forgot about that. Panic Switch being used by the Romney campaign, and you had to step in and...
Yeah, I mean, we got wind of it somehow. I can't remember where, but... Somebody was confused. I think it's almost funny that people get confused, like when they hear somebody's song over the PA, they assume that you're with those people.
Right.
And it's well, couldn't we, what if they were just playing it?
So so
people kind of said, oh, you guys are supporting Mitt Romney. And we thought, no, whoa, why would you think that? And we haven't said anything about anything.
And it puts you guys in a difficult
spot.
Yeah,
I almost want to send Mitt Romney flowers because we got a lot of attention from that. And it's like, he did really good for us. He was really pretty nice.
All right, thanks, well,
Mitt.
We'll see what happens this go-round.
Please try and use our song.
We'll get them all.
This album we're really excited about. We're almost nervous about it, to be honest with you. We're really nervous about it because normally we make a record and we go, well... We listen to it and go, well, we tried. That's awful. But we like this one, so we don't know if we messed up.
See.
Did we blow it?
Well, we'll find out soon enough because the album is just out. It's called Better Nature from Silver Sun
Hashtag
Pickups.
Blew it.
Brian O'Bear, Nicky Moninger. It's been a lot of fun having you guys with us here
in the
Soundcheck
Studio. Oh, it's good to see you again.
Studio.
Really good to see you again.
Thanks a lot. Get instant updates from Soundcheck anytime by following us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll tell you when you can listen to live performances happening in our studio, when we've got new interviews up for you to hear, and when we post new videos online. We're on Twitter at Soundcheck and on Facebook at facebook.com/WNYC Soundcheck.